Everybody, welcome to this week's Idea Lab from the Entrepreneur Experiment Podcast with me, Gary Fox. You'd be surprised how many times I have to think that through in my head before every single episode. Welcome. Today, we're going to chat about what we're up to for the rest of the year, so what the podcast is up to, what our private members community is up to, what I'm up to, and then we're going to launch our new surprise project, something the pod is going to do for the rest of the year, which I think is going to be pretty interesting. And then we're going to talk about a few other bits and bobs. But first, I want to say a quick thank you to our partners for season 7. And there's 3 of them. First up, we have Chapter. Chapter.ie, they're branding and storytelling specialists based out of Cork. Deirdre and her team are your number one go-to if you're thinking about branding, design, anything in that field. They're experts. Go check them out at chapter.ie. Next up, we find venue.ie. And I was very lucky, actually, to be able to have lunch with Sean today. The Tipperary Mafia is alive and well. If you're a corporate event organizer and you're looking at organizing any type of event, get on to Sean and his team at findavenue.ie. They will help you out, whether it's Christmas party, conference, meeting, whatever it is. Go to findavenue.ie with their brand new website. Looks really good. And then finally, we have Bay Street Innovation, Gareth and his team. They help SMEs with all their tech needs. So if you are an SME and you're thinking about upgrading your tech stack, or if you have a load of mundane jobs that you just wish could be automated, chat to Gareth. They're experts at automating out the mundane parts of your business. Now, let's get on with the rest of the show. Today, we are talking about the rest of 2021. So I talked about that a little bit last week in terms of counting down the days and all that kind of stuff. Probably put the frighteners on a lot of people, but it's meant as a good thing, right? It's meant as in, like, there's a lot left, a lot of time left. You know, if you haven't achieved what you want to achieve, but what are we going to do? What am I going to do? Well, the pod is going to do a number of things. The private members community that runs alongside this podcast is going to do monthly masterclass meetings whereby 10 members are going to meet up and we're going to help each other solve problems. We'll have some experts in to help us. We'll talk about ideas, solutions, partnerships, and just generally form a real life community. We have the online community, which works in tandem. People can go on every day, post messages, comments, questions, whatever it is, but also bring that now into the real world again. I think it's now safe enough and it's now, people are now happy enough to meet up in person again. So we're launching that at the end of the month. You can still join the community, by the way. When I say private members community, it's not like you have to be invited. You can go to mrgaryfox.com, join. It's €99 for the year. And you get access to all this stuff. And then we're also going to do an online masterclass. So if you're based in Ireland or abroad, you can't get to Dublin or Wicklow, we'll do online masterclasses as well. And then we have a couple of guest speakers who are going to come in and talk to us before the end of the year as well. We're also looking at doing a retreat probably at the start of the year, something about doing a big kind of kick the year off well with like a planning and a new year, new me, hon kind of stuff, whereby we all get together and just plan out the year, plan out Q1 and get kind of inspired, get some inspirational speakers, probably looking at doing that out in Westport. And then we're looking at doing a few other bits and bobs as well, some activities, some golf days, some hikes, some stuff like that. So that's what the community is up to. That's what I'm up to. And then we're also going to do the Entrepreneur Experiment Awards. So what that means is we're going to do an award ceremony to celebrate the best entrepreneurs in Ireland, the best new entrepreneurs, the best kind of like up-and-comers, the best business ideas. We'll have like a pitch thing where you can send in your idea. We'll get like an illustrious panel of judges to judge the best idea, and then we'll come up with all sorts of cool prizes. So I'm thinking this is where I need your help. I need you to send me in ideas for categories. So what should we do? So I'm thinking off the top of my head, best new business. So kind of under 2 years, kind of roughly since COVID started. So best business, established business, best entrepreneur. When I say best, I don't mean like, you know, judging people. I mean like just, I don't know, we'll come up with better titles than best. Most interesting entrepreneur, perhaps, or most interesting entrepreneur story in this year. And then also going to do a idea. So best business idea. So if you have an idea you've been sitting on for a while, we'll do an idea competition whereby you can send in your idea. We'll get it judged. We'll get a public vote going. And I'll figure out some way of getting a load of prizes and a load of support to make that idea a reality. Kind of excited about this one. It sounds like fun. I think it'll help a lot of people get some recognition. A lot of the awards, I actually chatted about this with Sean earlier. A lot of the awards are like in, you know, in brackets, award systems whereby you pay to enter and then you pay to have a table and then you pay to be nominated. Nothing like that. This will all be from the listeners, from the community, real life. So that's what I'm thinking about this week. So let me know your thoughts on that. That's kind of something I've just been kind of like, again, an experimenter who's came up with it, said I'd throw it out to you, see what you thought, see if you thought that was a good idea or a bad idea. I think it'd be good, right? Because it's been strange times. So I think anything that can help entrepreneurs in Ireland get a bit of a profile, get a bit more kind of recognition for like the work that they're doing. That's kind of why I started the pod, right? Is to connect entrepreneurs and to share entrepreneur stories in Ireland, because it's just like there's a wealth of stories. As you, if you're a regular listener, like we've had 130 whatever eight episodes so far, and this is the whole show. This is what it's all about. It's about profiling entrepreneurs, getting people to think, do you know what, that person is just like me, I could do that. And I think the awards will be helping to do that. So what else has been going on? I was looking at the Amazon news this week in terms of the new fulfillment center / HQ that's going into Ireland with the 500 jobs. What do people think about this? Is this good news, bad news? Does it spell good news for Irish retailers in terms of piggybacking on the Amazon system? Or is it bad news that, you know, same day delivery, you know, might be coming, 24-hour delivery will definitely be coming? So what are your thoughts? Let me know on social media, or let me know by replying to the Entrepreneur Experiment email. Let me know your thoughts. I'm kind of keen to understand what people's feelings are towards Amazon now. It's definitely kind of, people kind of tend to come down one side or the other. So let me know what's happening. For me, this week, I've been working on the cabins. If you're not following me on YouTube, you're missing out on an absolute treat. Go to YouTube, MrGaryFox.com. You'll see the cabins I'm building. So I'm building five new cabins. They will all be eco cabins. They will be located in a forest here in Ireland. They'll be surrounded by lush green trees and wood-fired saunas and wood-fired hot tubs. And you'll be able to come away into the forest, just chill out, get away from everything. No screens, no Wi-Fi, no internet, just chill. Have a barbecue, sit by the fire, and enjoy yourself. That's what I'm working on. And I'm documenting the whole process, right? You can go to the YouTube and you can follow the entire journey so far. So we're working on one cabin at the minute. We have it almost finished. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll see I'm kind of updating the stories as we go. Today, we were working on the bathroom. So we're putting in a little mini wardrobe as well and putting on just kind of the finishing touches to the bathroom. The first one's quite slow because we have to go through the whole process of figuring out measurements and specifications and what fits where, and you know, certain things don't fit. I ordered all the wrong sinks, bring them all back. I kind of enjoy that kind of stuff though, right? This is the bit that's kind of like the maker's mentality. A lot of entrepreneurs have the maker's mentality of like, you just want to do things, right? And I think this was why COVID was so tough for a lot of entrepreneurs, because you just couldn't, I won't say couldn't, because you can always do stuff, but you were restricted in what you could do. And I think for a lot of us, it just got very frustrating because you couldn't go places, do things, make things. I think the maker's mentality is just enmeshed in a lot of entrepreneurs, and that you need, feel this need to create something. A little bit like maybe an artist or a writer, you feel this need to create a project, to feel like you've come up with something, you start working on it, you make it, you hone it. And that's definitely what I feel with the cabins, right? You see them coming together each day and you see a little bit of progress each day. So it's rewarding. And that's what I think a lot of us were missing during COVID. So go follow that journey. It's a lot of fun. Let me know what kind of videos you'd like to see. What kind of bits behind the scenes would you be curious about? So I think I'm going to do one and go and look at some barrel saunas, purely because that sounds like a lot of fun. And during COVID, I haven't been able to do that. So I think that's what I'll do next. We'll go and visit some barrel saunas, see which one we're going to get for the retreat. That's it for today. Mixed bag, lots of stuff in there. Get involved. That's all I can say to you in terms of, as a listener or as an aspiring entrepreneur or as an entrepreneur, get involved. Reach out to me, reach out to people you admire, reach out to people that can help your business. Now is the time to really drop the hammer. It's the time to put the shoulders to the wheel and just get moving, get things moving. Don't wait until next year. Get things moving right now, and you'll have set in motion a chain of events that could reap a huge benefits next year. I will see you back here on Thursday. We have Jane from Tallyvest for our deep dive interview. I'll chat to you then.